broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Because he's more of an entertainer, and he's a happy, rich
man. Pretty much like the thing. I'm not the only one that does it.
I figured if I'm going to be a journalist.
It contains valerian root extract.
Well, I hope you knew to use a condom.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they shan't. They can't. They won't. Truth is our bitch here every night. 1-8. What is our number, man? I got two different numbers. It's blowing my mind.
Yeah, you know, people take a drinking game.
Remind me to talk about the drinking game now, the new Phil Hendry drinking game. 877-876-PHIL. I don't think it's a new drink. It's one guy on Twitter. Carrie Campbell gives her 8-year-old Botox to compete in a beauty pageant, and now she loses custody of the kid. And joining us to talk about that this hour is Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. The woman gave her daughter Botox, that is, injecting Botox into this child's face. And we're going to be talking with Bobby Dooley about this momentarily here on the show. 877-876-7445. If you don't have a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show website, then you're just letting the best part of the day pass you by, brother, because what we have is not only the largest archive of any radio show anywhere, it happens to be an archive of our show, probably one of the single greatest radio shows in the history of man on this planet. So in other words, you get like 13, 14 years of archive material. You get the daily podcast of our show. You get our classic podcasts, which are free, by the way. You get our news feed, our news blog. You get our comment section. You get all kinds of archived video. We have our 5-day video archive. We have daily streaming video casts of the show, Phil TV, in high definition on your computer screen. And you can stream us mobile, too, either with your iPhone or your Droid. I mean, there just isn't any reason not to get a backstage pass to PhilHendryShow.com. You know, you never know when you're going to lose the good things in life, so you better hurry up and get a hold of it now. It's PhilHendryShow.com. Botox mom loses custody of 8-year-old daughter. That is the story here. A San Francisco mother has lost custody of her 8-year-old daughter after she injected the girl with Botox in preparation for beauty pageants that this child was going to be in. She was trying to treat wrinkles on an 8-year-old child. A person with knowledge of the situation, as they say in the news business, which generally means some former friend, told ABC News that the girl, Brittany, is doing well, but did not offer more detail on the ongoing investigation into the girl's mother, Carrie Campbell. In an interview on ABC News with Laura Logan, Carrie Campbell defends giving Botox to her 8-year-old because everyone else is doing it in the beauty pageant world.
It's pretty much like the thing. I'm not the only one that does it. A lot of moms do it. And I think a lot of the kids making the big impression on the lines on her face and stuff like made her, probably influenced her to want to do it a little bit more.
You're saying Brittany asked you for Botox?
We talked about it. She didn't exactly ask me about it, but I know that she was complaining about her face, having wrinkles and things like that.
Carrie Campbell says she personally injects her daughter with a Botox she acquires from a trusted source.
Like I said, I do the Botox myself. It's safe. I have no problem with doing it.
But you're 34. I mean, it's just, I'm just wondering.
I've been doing it for a long time.
You administer it because you're an esthetician.
Part-time.
Where do you get the Botox?
I'd rather not. Like, put that out there.
God,
I do have a trusted source where I get it. He is behind the doctor scene and everything.
Uh-huh. This woman's not very bright because the things she's saying there are highly suspect and she doesn't even know it. Well, I'm not going to tell you because 8-year-old Brittany talks about the procedure. Here's the little girl talking about it.
I do it, but it hurts sometimes, but I get used to it.
A little bit.
And what do you do it for?
I don't know.
Well, do you do it because you see wrinkles? Or?
Oh, yeah. I see, like, wrinkles, and it just, like, I just, like, don't, like, think wrinkles are nice for a little girl. It hurts.
Oh, God.
And I get used to it, and...
Do you cry?
A little.
Bobby Dooley with us from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. What do you think of this?
Well, so, you know, get the guys to turn the TV down a bit. What I think of it, Phil, and your reaction, I think we need to talk about this a little bit, because I don't think that people listening to your broadcast right now are going to understand what this really is about and the challenges that women and these children go through. We are crying out for all of these victims that we have been saddled. And when I say we, Phil, I don't have a daughter, but I've got a niece, and my sister is very much involved in trying to correct a lot of these mistakes.
Well, what do you mean by correct these mistakes?
Well, the question here really is not, should we be using Botox or not? The question is, when you're a mother and you look at your daughter, what are you dealing with? What do you have to work on? Where do you begin in shaping this child into a young lady? There are some of us, and I underline some of us. I don't know why I didn't have daughters. I am, fortunate in that I've got three spectacular-looking sons. I mean, any one of my sons could be a model. My sister, my niece, got a lot more of my mother's looks, I think, than either my sister or I did. And as a result, my niece is a young lady that we are challenged by. And that's when you begin to think of these solutions to what is a genetic challenge. I married a very handsome man. My sister did as well. But of course.
Now hold on. What do you mean by a genetic challenge? Do you have sympathy? I want to get this out clear and straight. Do you have sympathy for this woman that we just heard?
I do have sympathy for her, but not in the way that you're thinking. I think you have to understand something, Phil. I think we've heard one side of this. We need to hear the other side. I have sympathy for all of the victims of the genetic challenges that have visited themselves upon people for many, many years. The little girl, her mother, this is all part of a tragedy that goes back, my God, thousands, millions of years.
And what tragedy is that? The fact that we're not good-looking?
The fact, Phil, that the fact that we are genetically challenged from generation to generation, and yes, we have to do something about it. Otherwise, we live with the frustration of a destroyed relationship with a father who might have been there a little bit more for us.
Well, I don't know what you're getting into some stuff here now that is a little esoteric.
No, I'm talking to you about the Botox. That's what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, but Senator, I told her about it.
Yes, I want to talk about the Botox. What are you talking about, a relationship with a father?
I am talking about a mother, this woman, Carrie Campbell. Is that the woman did he want me to?
No.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, you can talk to me.
I'm trying to find out from my husband. Is that why you called?
Yes, ma'am. We want to talk to you about the Botox story. The woman who has now lost custody. What do you think of that?
I think it is a tragedy.
You don't think she should have lost custody?
No, I do not. I'm taken aback. I thought you and your staff there understood what we are challenged by, what we're up against.
And when you say we, are you talking about mothers like Carrie Campbell?
I identify with all mothers that are trying to courageously tackle and do something about these genetic challenges, yes. And my understanding was I was coming on a radio program that supported that. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Ms. Dooley, I have to be completely honest with you. No, I don't support the injection of Botox into an 8-year-old child's body, no matter what the reason, unless it is a curative, unless it's medically required, unless it is a pediatric doctor that has assessed a problem. But for cosmetic reasons?
Then he doesn't understand.
No, I totally doesn't understand.
All right, let me start at the beginning with you then, Phil.
All right, well, you could start at the beginning, but I think I do understand.
No, you don't understand why we do this. We have been victimized by the genetic challenge of having a daughter that looks nothing like either ourselves or our husbands. In that case, when you put a child like that into a pageant and you are really looking at a challenge now, because you've got a, you have a child that is not what we would call attractive. You have a very plain-looking child. You begin to think of options, and the first option, of course, if you've got a child that has that, what we call that crone, you know, that sort of premature, what did you call that?
Sluggo's crone disease.
Steve calls it Sluggo's crone.
What is that?
That is a child with an aging face. And so that's when you need the Botox.
Yes, but why would you, I'm not connecting with you. Why would you put Botox into a child's face? Sluggo's crone, that just threw me for a loop. Why would you put Botox into a child's face, even if the child has wrinkles?
Because of the genetic challenge that child's face represents. If the child is not dealt with in terms of...
Because the child is not good looking.
Because the child is not pageant-worthy, and if the child is not pageant-worthy, then you're not winning any pageants, Phil. And the problems and the mistakes and really the pain of the past that you're trying to deal with never gets dealt with.
And what pain of the past is that?
The pain of the past...
Mr. Henry, if you don't understand, I mean, my wife...
I thought he explained all of this.
No, nobody explained anything to me, Ms. Dooley. I'm not here. I don't know why you do what you do.
When you're a young lady and you are rejected by your father, as I was by my father, as my sister was by our father, then you look to make it up to him. How do you do that? You do it with your own daughter. And you do it by getting her to win a beauty pageant, the beauty pageant that I never won. Do you understand?
Are you trying to...
Do you understand? Because that's... If you don't...
I understand the psychological dynamic you're talking about.
No, but do you understand, therefore, the necessity for a Botox injection into a child's face that isn't good? The face isn't making it. It could be Sluggo Crone. It could be just plain view. But the face... ain't getting it. And so you have to do something.
You don't have to do anything. You cannot put that child in a beauty pageant. But you're saying by not putting the child in a beauty pageant and...
Mr. Henry, I am watching your video cast. I don't like you pointing your finger.
I apologize, although I'm not. I'm just pointing it in the air.
It looks as if you're pointing it at me.
I apologize. But what you're saying is... You need to put this child into a beauty pageant because the child needs to win a beauty pageant because you never won a beauty pageant. And because you never won a beauty pageant, your father rejected you.
That is the psychological dynamic, yes. And so in order to heal that, we must address the face and the beauty form of the child. And if your daughter has a face that ain't getting it, and
what does it mean, ain't getting it? What is that?
It ain't making it.
Okay.
Then you do have to go to these solutions.
All right, 877-876-7445, Bobby Dooley, Steve Dooley, on why Botox at beauty pageants for 8-year-old children may be necessary. Because that child needs to be competitive and even win in that beauty pageant in order for the mother... to realize some psychological healing having to do with her youth. Nonetheless, Ms. Dooley is with us talking about the fact that some children are saddled with what she calls the genetic problem or the genetic challenge of not having the most beautiful face in the world. So you do need to inject Botox. Otherwise, Mr. Dooley said whatever that...
He said ain't making it. He misspoke.
Her face ain't making it.
Right.
877-876-7445. Well, I don't even know. I can't even imagine any woman that puts a child into a beauty pageant that would agree with what she just said. 877-876-7445. Bobby Dooley, Steve Dooley, Botox injections for 8-year-olds is necessary. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
You know, I just noticed our Phil TV in HD, we have a camera angle that sort of shoots the our studio from the side, but I always seem to have there our coffee, Bud, from Starbucks.
Yeah, that's the green.
And the green sleeve always is being blasted out by the green screen, but today we have just regular sleeves on our Starbucks coffee, so in any event, it's no big deal. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley joining us. Pardon me, guys, for making light a little bit here, because what we're talking about, I think, is deadly serious. And Ms. Dooley, I want to give you every opportunity here. Obviously, I don't agree with you to say that 8-year-old children being injected with Botox is somehow the addressing of a genetic challenge that is necessary for the healing of an adult. And that's the part that more than anything else, I don't get.
It is a cyclical thing.
Mr. Henry, it goes generation to generation.
Now, Mr. Dooley, I'd like to speak to your wife, please, just, you know, one-on-one, because I can barely hear you.
Still, it is a cyclical thing, and as Steve did say, it is generation to generation. If you marry a handsome man, if you marry into what you felt were good genes, and your daughter is born, and you've got work to do. You've got work to do.
Yeah, she's not making it.
That's the line that I don't like. Her face ain't making it.
We're speaking in terms of the beauty pageant. And
well, I don't know what kind of language that is, but to put Botox into that child's face that, quote, ain't making it, is to, don't you think that that's exposing that child to a medical procedure that's best left, first of all, to a doctor, and secondly, until they're 18? 877-876-7445. David in Fresno, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I just wanted to say that my wife and I have had the special privilege of raising 5 daughters, aging from 29 to 13. None of them have ever won a beauty contest, but all of them are beautiful in our point of view. Would never think of harming any of them sticking something in their face like that. I just want to say, dear, I think we need to send a straitjacket after you and your husband, and that's all I got to say about it. That you're totally ridiculous. Bye.
Well, oh, okay. Well, I'll comment. I guess he doesn't have the courage to talk to a woman, does he?
No, I think the gentleman has got 5 daughters, and that's all he wanted to say.
Well, I think that that is the attitude, Phil, of a man who has 5 daughters that probably, and I say this with a great deal of respect.
Well, don't start knocking the man's daughter's looks. What are you going to say? They couldn't make it in a beauty pageant?
Well, I think that that stands to reason. I think that's why he said what he said. Because out of five for five.
5 for 5 is not good. Just kind of not making it.
5 for 5 in the beauty pageant world is a disaster. It is a disaster.
And what does 5 for 5 mean?
It means you have 5 daughters and not a one of them.
Not one of them going to get up to that level.
Well, this lady is got 1 daughter, and she's having to put Botox into that child's face. 877-876-7445. Dan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
You know, I think this is just child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you're putting your kids through things that they should never go through for no reason, so that you can feel better about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my point. That's my point.
Absolutely.
Well, what do you mean that's? What do you mean that's your point?
My point was that you're putting the child through this so that she can win a beauty pageant, so that you can feel better about some rejection that your father, that you experienced at the hands of your father.
We are trying to break the cycle, Phil. If I can get my child, my niece, not my daughter, if I can get her face to the point where it is pageant, it's at the pageant level, she wins.
She doesn't experience
the rejection.
Does that make you love her less? If your daughter does not win a pageant, does that make you love her less?
It makes her father. It gives an issue with the father. That's what I'm talking about.
You just heard that man say, not this gentleman, the other gentleman, 5 daughters.
Well, that's all very courageous of him to say on a talk radio program. I would love to see in action whether those daughters get their father's love or whether he's rejected them all.
No.
For not being mentioned quality.
Hold on. Hold the line, sir. Hold on. In Akron, hold on, and we'll be right back here. 877-876-7445. Pageant quality.
I said it was 5 for 5.
All right, we'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show. These stories, I think they probably grab most people the way they grab me and you. When we hear of these beauty pageants for children, probably this stuff became so distasteful following the JonBenet Ramsey tragedy.
You know, I want to comment on that, Phil, because I think we have been given such a bad name because of the JonBenet Ramsey situation.
Well, Ms. Dooley, I'm, just talking to my audience here. Just regular folks, I don't know anything about this world of pageants. I don't particularly like what I see. I'm not, running around asking for laws to ban it. I'm not that kind of an activist jackass. But I will tell you, when it comes to children, I think we all should be a little bit more vigilant. The sacrosanct world of parents, it's very, very important. You know, we are radio for patriots by patriots, but when you're sticking needles into a kid's face, and for the reasons that you give...
We talk about genetic challenge. We talk about generational mutation. We talk about the love of the father. We talk about whether the face makes it or not. Is it pageant face? We talk about Village of the Damned Eyes. We talk about these things because we are trying to educate people. And
now, you're talking about Village of the Damned Eyes. Tell me, you have a list here. We got Dan, who's been hanging on, and I want to get Dan back up on the line. He hung on through the break. Dan, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I want to ask Bobby here. Now, you have a list of things that, and I think this is pretty outrageous.
Well, Phil, if you're going to gang up on me with the caller...
I just want you to give this list of things that you find this is not optimum in the child pageant world. You mentioned Brooke Shields' hair.
It's too thick. You can't have that kind of wild, bushy hair. The chin dimple.
The chin dimple is bad.
Yes, it is. In the world of the pageant, yes, it is. For children, yes, it looks masculine. The clown cheeks.
What are clown cheeks?
When these are children.
A child has too much color in the cheek, not from makeup, but just natural color. It's good
these
to know
children.
The child is healthy. Yes,
these
I understand
kids.
They're children. I know that better than
you, sir. If you're going to have a
three sons.
For kids, it should be childlike.
You look like, I have no idea what your wife looks like if you're married. I don't know what your child looks like. So I don't think you've ever had to suffer the way I have. I'm a woman. My father rejected me. I didn't win beauty pageants.
You know what?
See, this is all about you and your father rejecting you, and
exactly.
You didn't win beauty pageants. So now you got to get your daughter, or your niece in this case, into a beauty pageant.
Yes, and if she wins, she does not run the risk that I ran and that my sister ran. She keeps the love of her father, and we break the cycle.
Maybe somebody ought to have a talk with that father. Maybe somebody ought to have a talk with your father.
That would be nice, Phil. He's been dead 5 years.
What an ass.
I did not know your father was dead.
Well, now you do.
Now you do, Mr. Henry.
He died of a heart attack in a parking garage. There wasn't anyone there.
I apologize, Ms. Dooley. I truly do. I truly do. I'm sorry. I did not know.
He died of a heart attack in a...
Fell in a parking garage, Mr. Ender. His body was there all night.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I never could win a beauty...
Ms. Dooley, are you hearing yourself, though? Are you...
Excuse me. My father, you heard what I said about my father.
I heard what you said about your father dying of a heart attack. I am very, very sorry. I'm sorry that he died in such a terrible way, in a lonely way. I mean, the man was in a parking garage. I understand that. How old was he?
My father was 75.
75. I mean, that's, you know, these days, that's young.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now, don't make small talk, Mr. Henry.
These days, well, the nice weather we're having, isn't it?
Ms. Dooley,
you're making, these days, yep.
Yeah. What are we, on the farm? Yep.
Yeah, it's like you're talking on the farm. Yep, these days, you don't just die those days. That, forget it.
You know, I'm having a hard time believing you give a damn about your niece when you're screaming about your father and the way that he died in a parking garage at the age of 75 and you didn't get his love. That's what it's about. It's about you. It's about your sister. It's about all these grown-up women that have their daughters in these beauty pageants because they didn't get the love of their fathers, and they want their daughters to win beauty pageants so that somehow they're vindicated. Isn't that true?
Mr. Henry, I am not...
Isn't that true?
I'm not on trial.
Mr. Henry, these are things that are very personal.
Well, then Ms. Dooley's the one that brought it up, not me. 877-876-7445. Here is Craig in Mississippi. Craig, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I just can't understand why can't they love their children for who they are.
I do love my niece very much. I love my son very much.
But you're not accepting them for who they are, for their appearance. Are you considering the scarring that will happen to them because of all this Botox and makeup you're doing on them, what that does to them?
That's not going to scar them. The Botox will make their faces, it evens their faces out, it levels them out.
They have a more symmetrical.
We're talking emotionally.
Right.
Not physically, emotionally, because you're not accepting them for who they are. I have two daughters, and they are the most beautiful girls in the whole wide world. And you know what? They don't have to go win a pageant for me to know that. They're
right.
Beautiful because they
words,
are mine.
In other words, they're not that good looking. The way you said that. Just the way you said
mother,
that.
My mother's gorgeous to me.
No,
it's
but
sad
the way
that
you said that to you, that means they really aren't.
Because you know
it
what?
Doesn't
it
make
doesn't
it,
matter
what difference does it make?
It doesn't
no,
matter
I'm
what you
saying.
Think, ma'am.
Is that what
my
you're saying?
My mother's beautiful. My daughters are beautiful. And
uh-huh.
There's no contest in my mind, in my heart.
How about
heart.
Margaret Thatcher? How about Margaret Thatcher?
What about Margaret Thatcher?
Where did she come from?
I want to know what your level of beauty is. What is your standard?
He loves his daughters because his daughters are beautiful to him because he loves them. The eyes of
exactly.
love.
Exactly.
In other words, they don't have pageant faith.
Yeah, are they
not? What? That is so superficial that your love is based upon an appearance.
No, my love, I love my, you don't understand, I love my niece. We're talking about winning a pageant. Do you understand?
If you
my
love
niece
them,
is genetically challenged.
Don't touch
yeah.
them. If you love
if
them,
love
come up and say, this is my child, this is my niece.
She's got butt
proud
chin.
Of.
Oh, you don't get butt chin, do you?
Yeah, the butt chin, sir, is a...
Butt chin is what, the dimple in the chin?
Yeah. There's no way you're going to win a pageant with a, you know, excuse me for making a joke out of it, but there's no way you win a pageant if you've got a chin like an ass.
Right.
Okay, and so she doesn't win the pageant, and therefore your sister, the mother of that child, doesn't get, she doesn't feel vindicated, and so she still has unresolved feelings about your father, the two of you, and the grandfather of this little girl. And the little girl couldn't give a hoot and a holler.
We still have Steve's, we have my mother and Steve's parents.
Well, no, but I'm talking about the relationship that you and your sister never had with your father.
Right.
And thank you for belching.
I'm sorry, Phil. I had the TGIF fajitas.
The adults are the ones that need help in this family, not the child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is not a slam.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an insult.
Mm-hmm.
But
no kidding.
Jews and the adults need the help, not the child.
Jews? You just said Jews.
The child, I'm sure, is beautiful if you'll just accept her.
She's beautiful, but she's
compounding and
symmetrical. I'm trying to tell you she's beautiful, but she is off.
Her face ain't making it.
You know, when you say that about a little girl's face, man, somebody ought to smack your face, Mr. Dooley. I'm sorry. A little girl is a pretty little princess, and that's it, you know?
Exactly. You're going to smack my face?
I would punch your lights out, man, if you said that in front of me. I've had about enough, but all I can take is listening to you people talking about children as if they got faces made of Play-Doh, and you can push a chin in here and pull a face out there and do whatever you want to do with a child's face so that you feel better, so that you win she wins the pageant, so your relationship with your father is vindicated. Bizarre. Thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-7445. Let's go over here now to Christine. Hi, Christine. You're on a Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Nice speech.
I'm good, thank you. I wasn't given a speech.
No, that was a speech.
No, it was not a speech. It was my honest feeling.
Good speech, Mr. Henry.
Well, if I may inject here, I don't think you're really breaking the cycle. Mm-hmm. I think you're continuing this cycle by not accepting the child and let her be who she is and look what way she does and love her anyway. And the other thing is that these issues are more about y'all issues rather than the child, like Phil says.
What do you mean, y'all?
You know, it's...
I didn't hear...
Hold on. Will you let the lady finish?
She said y'all. I don't know what you mean, y'all.
Your issues, you and your husband and your sister.
Well,
y'all are the ones with the issue that needs to be resolved. That's the only way you'll break the cycle. You're not going to break the cycle like this. This is not the way to break the cycle.
Look, it's a genetic. This
is all superficial. You'd like to put a Band-Aid on it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, first of all, I love her. She's my niece. My sister's name is Christine, by the way. And so... I feel like I can talk to you about this. My niece, Megan, is beautiful to me. But
have you ever been in psychotherapy or any kind of therapy for yourself?
Have I had what kind of therapy?
Any kind of therapy for yourself?
What kind of therapy? Physical therapy? When I blew my knee out when we were playing tennis?
No, I'm talking about therapy with a therapist that you talk things out with.
Oh, my God.
No? You've never done that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How dare you?
She's asking about going to psychotherapy. What's the big deal?
Oh, my God. Do you think I'm insane? Is that it?
Everybody goes to some kind of therapy.
No, I don't think you're insane. I think you've got some problems.
Do you think I'm insane? Do you think I'm insane? That's my question.
No. Nobody thinks you're insane. People go to head shrinkers.
You are.
Right.
Have I been to a psychiatrist?
Not everybody's crazy to go.
Have I been to a psychiatrist? Is that what you're asking?
Have I been to any kind of a counselor?
Oh, God.
Do you think she's Sybil?
Why is that such an odd question?
Why do you think she's Sybil?
Nobody says she's Sybil.
You think it's the three faces of Eve? Do you think I belong in the snake pit? Do you think I belong in Shock Corridor? Do you think I'm that woman from Shock Corridor? Do you remember that movie? The nymphomaniac that attacked Peter Breck? You don't remember
that? I have
that.
No idea what you're talking about.
There was the movie Shock Corridor based on a true story. A newspaper writer...
Oh, will you get out of here with Shock Corridor?
I don't want to get into that kind of stuff.
I'm simply saying...
That's
not that important.
Christine, what Christine's saying is very important here. Your issues with your father are deserving of being discussed with a psychologist.
When I can solve those problems by giving myself something and my sister something that we never had, which is a pure pageant win, blue ribbon.
Blue ribbon win, Mr. Henry.
A blue ribbon. That's the gold medal.
Hon, I'm going to pray for you
Oh, my God. You're praying for me, which is the same thing as saying, you know what that means? That means that's the same thing as saying, excuse my language, it's the same thing as saying F you. It's the same thing as saying F you.
What is?
Saying I'm going to pray for you.
No, it isn't. And Christine, you're very sweet. Thank you for your call. 877-876-7445. That lady was being, I think, very nice to you.
She said I needed a psychiatrist, Mr. Henry.
Now, if you ever saw Straitjacket with Joan Crawford...
Oh, come on, will you? Nobody is saying that you need to go into the snake pit or bedlam or shock corridor. No one is saying that you're some nymphomaniac crawling all over Peter Breck. Wow. Wow. Have you ever been to a therapist? Oh, what do you think? This is bedlam? The snake pit? We'll be back here on the Phil Henry Show. It's unbelievable. And if we weren't talking about a child, a little 8-year-old girl having her face injected with Botox, which is just disgusting, it would be a lot funnier than it is. 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I do it, but...
Wrinkles?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to play the thing.
I see, like, wrinkles and,
God.
It just, like...
I don't know.
I just, like, don't, like...
That's the little 8-year-old girl, though, that we're talking about. That's the child who says, well, I don't like wrinkles. What child could actually make that kind of a call? What child could make a decision like that, Ms. Dooley? You're defending the use of this Botox for children, and I'm wondering, how does any mother, any responsible mother, let the child make the call?
So I don't think, unless you're in the world of, there's a lot of pressure on those children. They want to do their best. They know that if they win the pageant, that their mothers and their grandfathers are able to reconcile.
And you're telling me the kid knows that?
I think instinctively, yes. I really do. You know, Phil, it's interesting you talking about me and my perception, agreeing with that caller that perhaps I needed therapy. I heard you say during the break, talking to Mr. Rance, that in the film Mommy Dearest, the daughter was played by Diane Lane, not Diana Skarwitz. Diane Lane, at the time, would have been about 60 with a big, fat rear end.
Boy, that's what Ms. Brennan, we need a psychiatrist.
I got the name wrong.
And we need a psychiatrist, Doc.
That's not needing a psychiatrist. That's getting the name wrong on an actress. It was Skarwitz. 877-876-7445. Here is Mary. Hi, Mary. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi, Mary. I'm sorry. Hi to both of you. I just have a question.
Hello. Hi.
Respectfully to you, why do you feel like every single child has to be a pageant winner?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that every single child can be a pageant winner. Obviously, they can't. Should every single child be in a pageant? I think there is a case to be made for that, because when you look at, Mary, your relationship with your father, and...
I don't know what this has to do with any pageant.
Excuse me, I'm talking to Mary. Are you there, Mary?
Yes.
I think that when you and I look at the relationships we had with our fathers, we need to repair those. The best way to do it is to win a beauty pageant. We didn't, did we? You didn't, I didn't. But we do have a chance with our daughters or our nieces.
Why do you feel like that's the best way to rebuild that relationship? Why can't my father be proud of me because I'm a good citizen, because I'm a foster parent, because I take in stray animals, because I'm a, you know, there's so many, because I volunteer at the homeless shelter, because I am a dentist, because I mean, there's so many. I don't understand why that is the only way
it would be great. It would be great if he did, but he doesn't. He doesn't respect you for those things, just as my father doesn't. So what else is left to us?
Why do you think, though, that my father does respect me for what I do, and I'm not 6 foot tall, and I don't have long blonde hair, and I don't have blue eyes, and I'm not a model, and I'm not winning pageants. But you know what? I sleep at night knowing that my father loves me.
Okay, all the things you just said there, you're not 6 feet tall, you don't have blue eyes, you don't win pageants. Well, then, obviously, you've got a problem with him.
Why?
What?
Because of all the things she just said. Didn't you just say that you're not...
She's just said that her father doesn't care whether she's 6 feet tall or blonde.
My father accepts me as a child. As a child who was created in the image of God. I mean, I don't know. When God creates something, I don't know that we need to, like, mess with it superficially.
I don't either. I just wish that our fathers loved us more so that we don't have to put our children through this, so that the genetic... So the genetic problem can be solved with a capital G and a capital P. The genetic problem.
What genetic problem is that?
The kid's face isn't making it.
We can't be cookie-cutter people. We cannot be cookie-cutter people. Not everyone can be, you know, with no wrinkles and no dimple in their chin.
But we can try. We can try. And
no,
so
we don't have to try.
Why would we want to try? Why would we all
so we don't frighten, so we don't scare people. So that we
so
get
we
the love of our Father
people?
And we don't scare people. Yes, we don't. Yes. Some,
it's scary.
Yeah, it's so that you... No, you got bigger problems.
Phil,
you got bigger problems than that.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
You shut up.